The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, 23rd of December 2022, and you are on the clock with Erin Green on this Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III. Now, Eric is going to be joining us via Zoom. I'm just waiting for him to connect. But in this moment, let's get back to our Junkanoo versus Rake and Scrape battle. First of all, producer, thank you very much. I had never heard this Junkanoo song you played just now. That's a Junkanoo rendition of Gee Whiz, It's Christmas. And I have to say that I think you may have won the battle because I love the rake and scrape version of Gee Whiz, It's Christmas. It's one of my favorite Bahamian songs, definitely one of my favorite Christmas songs. But this Junkanoo version you played just now is spectacular. I love it. And so I think you may be edging me out on that with the battle. That song is off the chain. And I want to say, I guess what they say, Godspeed. Break a leg to all the Junkanoo groups who are preparing to go out on Boxing Day. You just got a couple of days left. Hold it down. And we're going to meet you all on Bay. People can't wait. The people cannot wait. Now, at the same time, whoever bought all them seats for Boxing Day, but y'all better show up. Y'all better show up. And if you bought all those tickets and you were unable to resell them, figure out how to get them away. Figure out how to get them into the hands of people who want to go and see Junkanoo. We cannot allow Junkanoo to become a victim of capitalist culture. We have to protect it. All right. Just waiting for the nod on Mr. Sawyer. Don't worry, I get plenty sports news today, but a couple of things I want to talk about quickly. Saw a video this morning of the aftermath of a traffic accident in Abaco. And I want to say, I'm not sure the details of the accident, if there were any casualties, fatalities. I know there are definitely injuries. That's evident in the video. I say to the families of those who would have been or may have been injured in that accident, we are with you. You, your loved ones are in our thoughts and prayers. I think everybody should watch that video. They need to figure out how to play that video minus the overt images of injured people in our primary schools and our high schools. They need to take the carcass of the vehicle. That's all that's left is a carcass of the vehicle. Maybe we need to put it in Rawson Square. We need to visit the high schools and the primary schools because we need an intervention right away. See, perhaps many of y'all can't see the warning signs, and I'm gonna be a little conservative right now, and I'm not going to call the name of the company, even though it is just printed clearly on all of the vehicles that the company operates. But why would you be giving a Jeep tour, leading tourists along the streets of New Providence? Why would you turn right on red and then tell the tourists who are driving behind you to also turn right on red? Why would you do that? And why would you have one of your staff members jump out the Jeep and direct traffic as if they are police officers? Do you understand the ramifications? Do you understand the consequences? Do you understand what happens? See, a lot of people like to say, oh, Aaron, you like to snitch, you know. I'm not snitching. What I'm doing is I'm giving you the information you need to protect yourself from unnecessary jail time. I'm giving you the tips you need to protect your career, your job, your life, so you wouldn't find yourself in Fox Hill trying to figure out how you're going to pay a $1 million bill because you've been found responsible for an accident that did not need to happen. If you saw that video from the accident in Abaco, you wouldn't want to sit in a car this morning. Like me, you'd be concerned about touching road. Please, this holiday season, I see we already have like a Junkanoo concierge service. Well, that's a nice name for a designated driver service. I don't care. I love it. I love it. I love it. The police are going to be overwhelmed this holiday season, attempting to focus on all of the elements necessary to keep us safe and to keep commerce going. And so please, Bahamians, let's do our part by moderating our behavior. You may not be a drinker. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't put your cell phone down while you're driving this season, because the drinkers will be drinking because that's what they do. And they'll be driving because that's what they want and no one could stop them. Please, let's all moderate our behavior this holiday season and play our part in keeping our roads and our communities safe. You see, because this one, this accident in Abaco, the people, them, the victims wasn't even on the road. They was just minding their business in a house, on the property, on a porch, but they wasn't in the road dancing with cars. Everyone, let's moderate our behavior. I see I got a text here, morning, SBF had a lot of tickets too. But that's what you see in the paper, Texter. You know what I see in the paper? Let me tell you what I see in the paper. I see on the front fold, the top half of the Guardian, $250 million bond for SBF. FTX founder will live with parents while on bail. Didn't I tell you all the best thing to do with this boy is put him on house arrest and make him and his mommy wear an ankle bracelet so they can't move away from each other? And I hear in the U.S. they have those ankle bracelets that are like real time. Like you could capture information from them real time as it's happening. And so maybe he is in the right place. But that's not the best part. The best part is this. Did you see then on the bottom of the fold, Bahamas now compliant with all 40 FTAF recommendations? On the top fold, $250 million bond for SBF. He's already extradited, right? On the bottom of the fold, Bahamas now compliant with all 40 FTAF recommendations. If this wasn't a sports Friday, I'd be ready to talk about it. But it's a sports Friday. And so, we got to get into the sports because these Bahamian athletes, they have not been playing. It's the holiday season and people like me and you, the only thing we're doing is running our mouths. But these young people, they continue to work hard and impress us. So let's get into the... Well, hold on. Last thing. I forget. Christmas is just around the corner. So before we run out of time, I got to say Merry Christmas to everyone. Very special Merry Christmas to all my family across the world. But I want to say Merry Christmas to Usha Pitts and family, Chargé d'Affaires at the U.S. Embassy, and all of the wonderful staff that work with Usha directly and work with the U.S. State Department and Embassy in the Bahamas. I hope you guys are having a happy holiday. And I could see you are. See, because somebody write CARICOM and tell them we're going to need some cold weather for this Christmas. And I believe it. That letter came straight from the U.S. Embassy. I ain't mad at y'all, you know. I appreciate it. Y'all like cold weather. I'm mad. It's a little cold. And on that note, y'all, please pay attention. Stay tuned to all of the weather notices this holiday, this weekend. Pay attention to all of the weather notices. Junkanoo may be affected by adverse or extreme weather conditions. So you guys, you have a Merry Christmas. Is that you, Mr. Soy, I heard in the background?
It is.
How are you?
Good morning. How are you, my dear?
I am good, thank you. I'm glad to have you with me this morning.
I am right here. I am very happy. Last week was the first week in such a long time that it was a perfect weekend. The Sardines lost. The Cowgirls lost. The 49ers won. And LeBron won last weekend. I mean, like, it's just. Whew, man, what a great weekend.
It's exciting. I mean, if I were a Laker, I'd take any win. Lakers are 13 and 18 at the moment. And this run in the West is interesting, Mr. Sawyer, because there's a whole bunch of teams nestled up at the top in the Western Conference. Nuggets in first place, Suns in fourth place with 19 and 13. Nuggets have 19 and 11, and there's a whole bunch of teams just sitting right there around that 19 and 11, 19 and 13 spot. And of our California quartet, the Clippers are up at 19 and 14. They're up at number 5. Kings push their way up to number 6 spot with 17 and 13.
Yeah, the Kings doing pretty well this year. They even beat the Lakers the other day.
Yeah, I find that interesting. But even more interesting than that is this Warriors stat, right? Warriors are 15 and 18. They're in the 11th spot. And I have a question to ask you. Is Steph Curry the be-all and end-all of this team? Can this team survive without him?
They can. They did before. But this season, due to Clay getting off to a slow start, Draymond Green and Poole having that big fight in the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Poole really needs to do more right now, now that Steph is out with that shoulder injury. Mm-hmm. But we just got to wait and see how best they can gel together. I still do believe, though, that the Warriors are going to be a formidable foe in the playoffs. They're going to make the playoffs. They won't be the number one or number two seed, obviously.
Yeah.
Because so far it's been one quarter of the season finish. Mm-hmm. And if they're where they are now, it's going to be very difficult. They need at least half a season to make up ground. And you don't want to end up burnt out at the end of the year. Much like the Celtics did last year. Because the Celtics, of course, if you remember, they were, at the end of January, they were pretty dead in the water. And all of a sudden, you know, somehow, some way, you made Doka, got them kickstarted, and they went on a run to the NBA Finals. But it took a lot to gain ground in order to make up the static to get in a good playoff season. They had a 7-game series against Giannis and those guys. Mm-hmm. So, you know, hard fought playoffs. And then when they got to the finals, they were up 2-1 in the finals. Game 4 on the way. And for the first time all season, the Celtics lost 3 straight. But it was the wrong time to lose 3 straight. Because the finals, of course, is the first of 4.
Absolutely. So, and what I find interesting about the Warriors so far, right? Like you say, I think there's a comeback in the immediate future, right? A push forward, because their away stats are 3-16, right? But their home stats are 12-2. I have a feeling this is more about chemistry and less about a lack of talent or coordination.
Exactly. When they're on the road, it's only them on the road. And, you know, Poole got to look up in Draymond's face and realize, hold on, I just kept punching my mouth the other day. Let me not say too much to him. So now practice and meetings aren't going the same. But when you're home, you know, home-cooked food, you're bad, your loved ones, you know, on familiar roads. You're not on team buses. You're driving your own car. So you have a sense of, you know, familiarity with the situation and the game upcoming. And our results show it at this time. Now, the Warriors have proven in the past that they could win on the road. They have, what, 20, 25 game road winning streak, whereby every single series they win at least one road playoff game. So they know how to win on the road. They know how to steal one on the road. It's just not showing up right now in the regular season.
All right. So look here, do you think, just before we move on a bit, do you think the trade, like what's going on in the Western Conference right now, is just a matter of settling players, finding the right players, and less about a lack of talent in the Western Conference?
I do. I truly do. Yeah. It's just, you got to get everything sorted, you know?
I got you. It's, for me, it's important because DeAndre came off of that rolled ankle. He came off of that time off the court, and he came off like a Bahamian that knew his job was in jeopardy if he didn't come to work and play hard.
They had a great game last night, you know. CJ McCollum 40 last time to be dispersed. They start to heat up a little right now. So it's just a matter of time before we see where the cookies are going to crumble. And remember now,
we lost you there for a second, Mr. Sawyer. As soon as you start talking, don't watch nothing. Let's go to this caller, producer, and Mr. Sawyer. As soon as you get reconnected, you just start talking. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron Gray.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Getting ready to eat. All gonna take you home and get fat.
That's good.
I enjoyed a wonderful Christmas. That's it.
Yeah.
Want to wish you and your friends and your audience a Merry Christmas.
Why, thank you.
And I'll be in a wonderful, hopefully a wonderful new year. You'll be back for the next week, eh?
That's what I hope. And listen, I think we are off Monday and Tuesday, and then by Wednesday, we will be back at it.
Yeah. Come down, New Year. What is the future for next year?
Yeah, and then get your stories together. We're looking for what was the top story of 2022.
Oh, yeah. Top good or bad?
It don't matter. What you think is the most important story for Bahamians to pay attention to.
Right, yeah, that's true. New Year looking good. We got the rest of coming up, and Bama game coming up, so it's going to be a great year.
Yeah, man.
For sports.
I mean, listen, when you see all these stories here I have for sports, it's going to be a great year for the Bahamas.
The Dolphins play on Christmas Day.
What there, Mr. Sawyer? Look at the Christmas gift I'm going to give you Christmas Day.
Oh, your boy ain't like that.
Dolphins playing on Christmas Day and they gonna win?
Yeah.
Well, listen, what I know for sure is that the Dolphins are gonna play. What I also know for sure is I'm gonna be watching. That's
49ers playing this weekend?
Yeah, 49ers are playing the Commanders.
Yeah, man. Amen.
They play on Sunday or Saturday?
I'm not sure. Yeah, Sunday.
Oh, Sunday, yeah, they play Sunday, yeah.
Listen, what you think? What you think, Pumpkin Eater? You think the 49ers could beat the Commanders?
49ers, they got a good defense. I ain't gonna lie, they look good. I think who's the Commanders you're talking about?
Remember the Commanders are the former Washington Redskins, but we changed the name.
Yeah, man. Oh yeah. 49ers could beat them.
I hope so because
you, 49ers look good, you know.
I think they call it comic energy. Imagine if the Commanders beat the 49. They got to be. Commanders have to win their game.
Yeah, they have to.
Yeah, man.
That's fine. You know, we could lose. You know, we have the number 3 seed in the NFC. We can't get any worse than 3.
Like
we are in the NFC West title. We really could sit down everybody. Everything cool.
Yeah, well, you don't want to get in that wild card though.
No, that's what he's saying. He's not worried about it. Pumpkin Eater, it's people like me, you, and the Dolphins that have to worry about that wild card.
Yeah, we worry about that now.
Yeah, but...
Everybody playing in the wild card except the Eagles.
Yeah, right.
Everybody's at risk, yeah. Sheldon Longley, sports contributor at The Guardian, shared with me. He's a Dolphins super fan.
Okay, I didn't know that.
The Dolphins could win these next 3 games. We could be good.
Yeah, we need to get together. I know he's a Dolphins. You know Dolphins like me.
Listen, I told you all I declared at the beginning of this segment, I am pulling for the Dolphins, and the Colts. The Dolphins, because how could you not? And you from the Bahamas. The Colts, because Mike Strawn is playing for the Colts.
And how can you not vote for the white boy if you live in the area?
I hear you. I don't want to tell people that I don't live in the Valley area, but technically I don't. I don't want to get row.
No, you get in row.
My family from the Fort Hill. You know, when you, an Anglican, the pastor will tell you.
He's a good Saxon, you, what you're saying. He's a good Saxon.
No, I'm saying that apparently I was born a Saxon and I could die a Saxon and it don't matter what I do in between.
Oh, Lord.
Good.
There's
two types of jungle groups in the world, you know. Yeah. Those that are Saxons and those that wish they were Saxons.
I mean, there you go. And then there's the spirit, but y'all don't care about us. Don't watch nothing. Okay, so I pulled for the Buccaneers because Tom Brady have to be a Bahamian. Mm-hmm. And we follow in the Chiefs. We follow in the Cowboys because there are tons of Cowboys fans in the Bahamas and Mr. Sawyer don't like them. And then we follow in the Steelers because we have a little Steelers nation in the Bahamas.
Yes, we do.
I haven't pulled for the Steelers in a long time, but you cannot deny they got a dedicated, committed fan base in this country.
But don't forget now.
Oh, yeah,
the Dolphins is the capital city of the Bahamas.
Capital sister city, without a doubt.
Everybody pull the Dolphins. Everybody go for Dolphins.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, why not? So that's why we're pulling for those teams. But if you have a team you think we should be following on the Clock Sports segment, you let me know. Because right now, I mean, Mike Strawn, he's a good Bahamian, but 4-9-1, the Colts may get dropped off my list.
Oh, yeah, Mike Strawn. Yeah, you gotta look for him, you know?
Yeah, man, you have to.
Yeah, it's a long team playing the Dolphins.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you gotta vote for him.
But listen, Lemma, Mr. Sawyer.
Hey.
This Cowboys and Eagles game, Pumpkin Eater, thank you very much.
All right, have a good day.
Yeah, man, you too.
Merry Christmas
to everyone. The Cowboys-Eagles game is a great game because they're in the same division.
It is.
You think the Cowboys could beat the Eagles?
They end up beating the Eagles on Sunday just because Jalen Hurts is out.
Okay.
You know, he has a sprained shoulder. Other than that, the Cowgirls were going to lose. And that's the bottom line. They do exactly what we expect them to do during this time of the year. Fold up like a good lawn chair.
Because of the weather?
No, because they're cowgirls.
I got you.
Because like has always said, you know, what can't go wrong will go wrong. Be patient.
There's another big game here. I think it's the Buccaneers versus the Cardinals. I think they're in the same division.
Buccaneers. No. The Cardinals are in the NFC West. Now the thing about the Bucs is that they're 6-8.
Yeah.
And they still lead their division.
I know.
They still hold the cards in their hands. They could literally be a sub-500 team, meaning that they have more losses than wins,
yeah.
Win the division, and end up hosting a playoff game.
Wow.
Yeah. It's the way the cookie crumbles. You won the division, no matter what it is. That everybody else in your division is utter garbage. The Falcons, the Saints and the Panthers, they're all garbage.
I mean,
sorry for the fan bases that are listening, but this year, you're all garbage.
This is the sad. Look here, this is the saddest thing as a Dolphins fan, looking at those two divisions. I can't remember the next one, the Buccaneers division, and there's another division where the rankings are so low to imagine that you actually playing really well and you may not make it to the playoffs because of the rankings in these two divisions, of which none of them reach near to what you've achieved this season.
Yeah, that's the way it is. You're in the wrong division at the wrong time. And
yeah,
and that's what it is. There was the Panthers a few years ago. They were 7-9 and they won their division. There was the Colts. I think the Bengals won their division 1 year, 9-7. I know for sure the NFC East, and that's why it was so much called the NFC East for so long, is that they had teams winning their division 8-8, 7-7-1, 7-9, you know, and that was consecutive years, back to back to back. So
listen, you know, just like looking at these NBA stats, right? Like the Hornets are at 8-24, Lakers are at 13-18. It's like the scores don't accurately reflect the intensity of the game. or the quality of the play from both sides.
True. But a win is a win. You win by one, you win by 31.
Yeah, I mean, as a Dolphins, I got to take it. I got to take it. You know, we're not playing as bad as it looks.
Like was said years ago, I forget the NFL coach who said it, but he said, but you are what your record says you are. And that's what it is.
And that's all it is. That is fascinating. Now, listen, Mr. Sawyer, I got some World Cup stories here, right? But I won't go through the national sports news first. It's just a whole bunch of sports, man. And it's excellent. So, first story, Egan crowned Athlete of the Year with the Red Line Athletics Club's 2022 season. The honor was bestowed upon the 14-year-old sprinter during the club's Christmas party and award ceremony. And you can check that story out in the Nassau Tribune to read about all of the other awards given and the stats presented. It's a fantastic showing, and congratulations to Egan Neely. If anybody deserves a big, big Christmas gift, it's this young man here and his fellow athletes. Now, I guess...
Yes. My congratulations. Also, I don't know if you have a story there, but Xavier Johnson.
Ordain Moss's son. Yeah. The judo.
Ordain's. Let me tell you something. He's a star. And I spoke to his uncle the other day. And he said after he's finished being a complete master of the mixed martial arts, he intends to go to boxing.
Yeah. And what a skill to bring with you into the boxing ring, right? Fantastic.
Exactly. Yeah. That cat-like quickness is going to be epic.
Yeah. But listen, another short story on an athlete abroad and in the same discipline, martial arts. Now, I am waiting for this young man to send me his full name. But I found him on Twitter, and his Twitter handle is Chris Phenomenon, right? I think he's actually our age, Mr. Sawyer. He is competing in full contact karate in Japan. And he became the Kanto regional champion in Japan in full contact karate in the senior division recently, like over the last 2 weeks. Just amazing. His Twitter handle is Chris Phenomenon. If you know the young man, if you know his name, text it to me. If you know him, tell him, reach out to me, social medias. We need to talk. Also, last weekend, there was the second annual Bach International Pot Cake Golf Tournament on the Ocean Club Golf Course on PI. Loyal golfers and Bach's 38 volunteers were not dismayed by the weather, and they exceeded this year's fundraising goal. And they had a mobile clinic on site at hole number 6, and they were performing spay and neuter surgeries for local cats while they were on the golf course. I had to read this story. Mrs. Sawyer, I was in the food store buying cat food for a stray cat that adopted us. And we bucked a gentleman who was buying cat food. And this gentleman said that every morning he feeds about 60 cats on Paradise Island. And so I needed to put that out there just in case y'all don't understand why Bach's work is so important. Thank you, Bach, and thank you, Alive, for sponsoring the event for the second year in a row. It's good stuff. All right, another story.
So the cat adopted you. Is that what I heard?
That's exactly what you heard. I'm telling you, the cat just show up, wouldn't leave, keep meowing. And then, like, I threatened, I said, look here, cat, I can put you on a bus and send you to the Humane Society. The next morning, there was a pamphlet on my porch about animal cruelty. I said, well, sick. Anyway, it's a beautiful cat. I wish its owners would come and get it. It could come visit on the weekends. But now we have to feed it because cats can become very dangerous urban predators. And they could eat all your little lizards and small ground birds that feed on the ground and stuff. And so we figured we'd just feed it until we could figure out what to do with it.
Okay, yeah. Man, the cat food ain't that expensive.
Yeah. Also, as soon as I run out of money, the cat could be eating rice and pumpkin like me. Don't watch nothing. Got it under control. Giorgio Baldacci Nationals got underway at the National Tennis Center this week. The Bahamas Lawn Tennis Association's event ran up until yesterday, and it was just a great event with Kevin Major Jr., Marvin Roll, Anthony Burrows Jr., Jacoby Bain, Denali Nottage, Savannah Hanna, Rodney Carey Jr., and Dentry Mortimore Jr. advanced into the semifinals. And on the women's side, Sydney Clark, Alana Mackey, Breanne Ferguson, and Jaleesa Clark. And Mr. Sawyer, me and you could row, but we can't compete with this good junk of new music. So let's go to a break. And when, when we get back from the break, some more local sports stories, and then some international sporting news. We'll be right back.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services, from click and pay to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This Yuletide season, start a new Christmas tradition by joining Bahamas Faith Ministries by donating toys, gifts, and school supplies for the Hope for the Holidays Christmas promotion. Hope for the Holidays brings joy and happiness to the faces of children without at least one parent, because they're serving time in prison. This Christmas, give hope for the holidays and let the children of incarcerated parents experience a real Christmas. They open presents, eat a meal, and spend time making new Christmas memories. Hope for the Holidays gives incarcerated parents the opportunity to have their kids blessed with gifts and lifelong memories, giving them a newfound joy and motivation in their lives to be a positive and supportive role model for their kids. Toys, gifts, and funds for Hope for the Holidays can be donated at the Miles E. Monroe Diplomat Center. Hope for the Holidays Christmas promotion, proudly sponsored by Guardian Media.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, they've been on the scene, protecting since 1919.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Happy holidays from Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a beautiful and wonderful Christmas.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Let me just say a special shout out to all of the producers and the DJs and all of the people that capture this junk of new music and put it together for us to have all the by them on the YouTubes and the interwebs putting this music together for us to have. And thank you to my producer. I would just play junk. If I had known this was your playlist today, we'd just play junk of new music. Mr. Sawyer.
Great.
Hey, there you go. If me and you didn't have to talk sports today, we was gonna talk Junkanoo, man.
Hey, listen, right now, can be considered a sport, and the Valley coming last.
dear Valley. The sentiments held by Mr. Sawyer are Mr. Sawyer's.
Always.
I mean,
always.
Spirit beating everybody. So listen, Sparks Rowing Camp set for December 27th through 30th. The Nassau Rowing Club will be busy entertaining the Sparks Rowing Camp for the second consecutive year. It will be at their headquarters at Oaks Hills Road. And according to Kyle Shea, the president of the association, Shea said coordinator Ryan Sparks will be bringing 24 American high school coxswains to hone their skills under the direction of coaches from Dartmouth, Cambridge, and Boston University. And he says this is proof positive that rowing is developing into a solid pillar for sports tourism in the Bahamas. You ever thought rowing would be the thing, Mr. Sawyer? I knew
well,
it.
Rowing been a thing in the Bahamas for years, but if you literally could argue, I ain't gonna lie, we'd have gold medals from before the days of the...
I'm telling you, this is another quick story. Mariposa Gold Drops wins BIEL show. The Bahamas Interscholastic Equestrian League, that's the horse riding league, swung back into action last weekend. They had a show at Mariposa Stables. Four teams competed. 20 young riders from different schools participated. And Mariposa Gold Drops won the event. I just wanted to make note, you guys, you could even ride horses in the Bahamas. Another quick story. FINA, five national records posted. The Bahamas' five-member team at the 16th FINA, that's the World Swimming Federation, short course, 25 meters, World Championships in Melbourne, Australia, posted five national records, with Lamar Taylor inking his name on three, and Luke Kennedy got the next two. The team is coached by Trevano McPhee, and it featured Ranishka Gibbs and Vic Well, and they all competed in Melbourne, Australia. Wow, what a...
Everywhere, man.
Yeah, and you got to read the stories in the Nassau Tribune. They didn't win the competition, but they posted national records, which shows you that they put their all into it. And for that, we are grateful.
And, we are very much grateful.
Hopefully, I that'll pop up again when they talk about this little World Cup soccer story. B.J. Murray, Bahamian, wins the home run derby. Third baseman coming off of an impressive year with the Chicago Cubs minor league organization. Capped off the first All-Bahamian final to become the first homegrown player to capture the Don't Blink Home Run Derby title. That's up, May. First Bahamian to win in an All-Bahamian final.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Absolutely. The event organized by the duo of Todd Isaacs Jr. and Lucius Fox came 1 week after the Bahamas hosted the Caribbean Cup Baseball Championships in the newly built Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium. Another story just following up from last week, Hoop Fest in Paradise. That's the high school basketball tournament. The organizers say it was a great success, the inaugural event, and they will be back in 2023 to do it again. And the tournament featured two Bahamian All-Star teams, the New Providence All-Stars, who lost 71-36 to the Miami Northwestern High School, and the Grand Bahama All-Stars that lost 66-47 to the Miami Northwest High. Also, in the Bahama Bowl that we had this past weekend, University of Alabama at Birmingham Blazers stopped the Miami University Red Hawks. Oh, yeah, they stopped them. They won 24-20 to win the Prime Minister's Trophy in the hometown Lenders Bahamas Bowl on Friday. So that's Friday just gone. It's the second consecutive bowl win for the Blazers since returning in 2017. Now, I could be... Go on.
Plenty of people out there.
Good. I want to apologize because I couldn't make it.
Oh. Yeah. I noticed you wasn't there, but I figured, say, well, you know,
I'm jealous. You only got no woman football. Jealous.
It was great.
Good. I want to encourage parents, coaches, when opportunities like this arise, take your student athletes, take them out there. It's free. So they get to see what a professional NFL, But these are all players that hope to get to the NFL. See what they're doing and how they are preparing and behaving on the court, or on the field and off the field in this pursuit.
Yeah. You can see the discipline.
All right. Usain Bolt to get a Lifetime Achievement Award. BBC Sports Personality of the Year event on December 21st. That was the other night. He got the Lifetime Achievement Award. Congratulations to Usain Bolt. I'm sure the young people almost already forget about him. What a time.
You can't forget, but 19.19, boy.
Absolutely. Now, Mr. Sawyer, World Cup, while you were gone, Argentina beat France, World Cup. Croatia beat Morocco for third place. Morocco came in fourth. It was a very, very exciting time. I know you doubt that soccer or football could get as exciting as some of the... I got to tell you, this was the most exciting time in the world for the vast majority of sports fans.
Well, I actually watched the World Cup final. Uh-huh. I watched the semifinal because, of course, those games ended in shootouts.
Yeah.
I don't like watching a game whereby it's such a riveting match. Edge of your seat. It's anybody's game, and the score is 1-0. I can't.
You can't settle with that, eh?
No, man. Like, you know, it was a great game, and everybody fought hard and played hard, and the score is 1-0.
I still on the edge of my seat, and I didn't even really watch the game. I watched my neighbor and his family, who are soccer fanatics. I watched them watch the game, and I think that was even as exciting as watching the game.
Yeah, you guys are real fans of soccer. Some of the most people in the world.
But you know, it was exciting, and it was exciting on the court and off the court. Soccer is the world's most popular sport. For many, many reasons, be the world's most important sport. I want to talk about some stories I found. So, you know, I'm doing the research. I want a nice write-up for today's show. And we start with this, right? Brazil is still number one in the world rankings for soccer, right, for football. Despite losing early in the competition, they still maintain their number one world ranking in football. Argentina moves to second, right? Argentina's in second.
Obviously,
England remains in fifth place, right? This is just fascinating. France climbs one place to third, with Belgium dropping two places to fourth after their failure to advance. England stays.
Also, let's not forget that the Cowgirls are not in that list at all. Good morning, Tamika Dean. She's a Cowgirl fan as well. Good morning, Camille Jones. She's a Cowgirl fan as well.
Good morning, ladies. I'd like to celebrate your fine choice in football teams. I don't know what this man talking about.
Yeah, the choice of football teams is about as fine as tap water. All right.
Yes, sir. Anyway, the Netherlands, Croatia, Italy, Portugal, and Spain complete the top 10, right? So that's where the rankings are. Morocco, the first African team to make it into the semifinals, they move up to 11th place from 22nd place, and they replace Senegal as the highest-ranked African nation. So is the highest-ranked African nation on the world soccer rankings. Now, the Bahamas is ranked at number 203. Behind most Caribbean states and territories. Haiti, for instance, is number 87. Jamaica, I don't know, I have Jamaica written down here as number 27, but I think that's actually supposed to say number 67. And Trinidad and Tobago is at 104. And I'm not dissing Jamaica when I say that. I just think I made a typo, because we know the Reggae Boys went to the World Cup before. And did pretty well, if I may say so myself, as a Bahamian next door to the Jamaicans.
Yes, they did.
Absolutely. So here's where it gets exciting, Mr. Sawyer. You remember Salt Bae? You remember the chef who liked to put the salt on the food dead fancy?
Yeah.
So the Turkish chef, whose real name is Nusret Gökay, he was pictured, they captured him holding the World Cup trophy. celebrating with the Argentinian players. But guess what? Only certain people could touch the trophy. And so now there's a match and FIFA's investigating. How did Salt Bae get on the field and hold the trophy? It's a big, big scandal. Right? And I thought, well, is there more scandal in this year's World Cup? Well, there was tragedy. Unfortunately, there was tragedy in Argentina. Argentina declared a national holiday. And the fans, millions of fans gathered in the streets. This is big thing for Argentina. I need y'all to know. This is big thing. People tried to jump on top of the tour bus. They had to fly over in a helicopter. And things, by the nighttime, it got riotous. And unfortunately, one man was killed and a young boy is in a coma. The police said that they had 13 arrests, 31 injuries, and 800 emergency medical calls throughout the whole day. Like, that's how big football is in the rest of the world. Coming out of France, I get this Coleman and Aurelien Tchouameni are racially abused. These guys missed a couple of penalties in the loss to Argentina. And unfortunately, some of the French people have been hurling racist abuse at them, accusing them of losing the game for France. But this is it's not isolated just to France and Argentina. A man was killed in Iran celebrating the football team's loss. He was identified as being a part of anti-government protesters. Right? And he was shot. It's just, you know, people take this thing serious, Mr. Sawyer.
Yeah, they do.
In fact, you know, we know that Americans take American football seriously from high school time, Friday Night Lights, all the way to the NFL. But I don't know if Americans take it as seriously as the rest of the world regard soccer. Even the Bahamas is involved. Even the Bahamas is in my list of stories. So listen, in 2003, Iraqi Prime Minister's son, he sent a footballer who missed a penalty to labor camp after they came back from their qualifying match for the World Cup and lost. Sent him to a labor camp. And then...
there for our basketball team or our track team, boy.
Listen, that's why I was saying, you know, stick a pin to let our athletes know that, look here, we love you and we talk about you bad when you lose or you make a mistake, but ain't nobody going to torture you or put you in jail for not succeeding and not winning. That's one thing you know about the Bahamian people. We may not sell you a couple of kalik for a few months and write song about you. But
of course.
But we are not going to do that to you. We got a story here. Andres Escobar from 1994. He played responsible for an own goal. That's when you scored a goal against your own team. Post the game, he was murdered by upset fans. Right? In Argentina. I want listeners, there is an article. It's from the archive World Cup 1978 in Argentina, tales of murder, match fixing, and even pregnant players. And that's where they were drug testing the team, and allegedly one of the staff members' wives was providing urine for the drug tests. And several of the players came up pregnant in the drug tests.
Of course they did.
Right? And then we have local to the Caribbean, Jack Warner, Trinidadian, former FIFA vice president, was caught up in a scandal, a FIFA scandal, where they said that the officials were enriching themselves and there was a bribe to host the bid. And Jack Warner said, but I thought it was Russia's time to host the World Cup and I have no regrets. But a Bahamian whistleblower, the article from 2011, Bahamian whistleblower is applauded for exposing FIFA scandal, right? Just a list. I mean, football is perhaps the most exciting sport in the world. On the field and off the field. I just had to make a case, Mr. Sawyer.
Obviously, the most passionate. Some people may consider it stupid. I mean, it's a game of it's a game whereby you use your feet. And although there are a few choice people in the world that have the ability to hold the ball with their feet the way we hold a football or a baseball with our hands, there still aren't that much. So why are you getting mad at somebody because he missed and kicked the ball in his own goal? I mean, he's nervous that, you know, he has millions of fans watching him on TV, listening to him around the world.
Yeah, it ain't that serious.
He has a stadium packed with tens of thousands of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I highly doubt he meant to sabotage his own team.
Absolutely. But I'm gonna continue to get into it. We're all out of time, but this debate is as exciting and wonderful as the national sport debate. It's how we learn about ourselves, the past, understand the present, and prepare for the future. I mean, to most of the world, Mr. Sawyer, soccer is everything. But just before we go, I tell you, I got a new sport for you. It's called Sepak Takraw. It's also known as kick volleyball. It's like you play volleyball, but with soccer rules. Feet, body, head, no arms, no hands. And it's already caught fire. It's across the globe. It's a new sport, and it's soccer-related. I tell you, this thing is everywhere. But listen, we got to go. Tell the people what's the most exciting game you're looking forward to this weekend.
The most exciting game I'm looking forward to, strangely enough, is the Eagles and Cowgirls game.
Yeah.
I know we should beat the Commanders.
Yeah.
Sorry that all my Commander fans out there, but yeah, we should beat y'all, and that should be the end of the season.
All right, now.
You had a great game. They were tied with the Giants.
Yeah.
I look in for the Saxons to take Bay Street.
That's what I thought.
Take Shirley.
Saxons versus Valley.
Yeah, man. Oh, you mean that? Yeah. That's the most exciting this weekend is that. Yeah, most definitely.
Absolutely. The text here says that the Eagles QB gonna put pressure on the Cowboys. Anyway, we gotta go. Thank you, producer. Thank you, Mr. Sawyer. I know you're working hard every day, so thank you every day you could join me on the radio.
Man, you know, I got some time now. I got some time now, so I can do my best. So I can do my best to make sure that my clients have policies are paid up to date.
Good
but
stuff.
Happy holidays to you and yours. Happy holidays goes out to everybody in the Bahamas.
Yes.
Please make it a safe one. Do not forget, ladies, especially when you're getting in your car, start your car and push out.
But lock the door. First thing to do, lock the door once you get in. And
lock
remember,
the door,
people.
Push out. This whole fixing the mirror and fixing your phone and putting it on chat, checking radio and putting on makeup and just start your car and go, please. There are some people out there who don't have your best wishes at heart.
Absolutely. The best safety tip. We carding all Christmas. Drinks and ladies. Check that card. Check that card. Have a great day, Bahamas. Thank you.